Hello everyone. I hope you're doing well. I'm Supriya Anchan from the Technology Advisory Team at Nextime. We're running a series of podcasts themed Women in Technology with the aim of connecting with women across the globe, making a difference in their area of work. I'm joined today by Mia Malan, Group Legal Advisory at Nexia SAB and T. Mia comes with a rich experience of over 15 years, and her strengths include providing legal insight, advice, and litigation service expertise in competition law, medical law, international law, amongst others, and the application of legal knowledge, theories, and principles. Welcome to this podcast, Mia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Supriya. Thank you for having me.
Mia, a person from a legal background, today is doing something which is compliance related. What would you say are your areas of specialization?
Like you said in the introduction, first and foremost, I work as a legal advisor at Nexia SAB&T, an accounting and auditing firm in sunny South Africa. Through the experience and exposure that I've gained within the firm, I embarked on a journey in compliance about 2 years ago. Our firm deals with various compliance initiatives and projects, and I've been involved mostly in the legal, ethical, and data privacy compliance engagements at our firm.
Great. So this transition, what I understand, has been gradual. And from legal, you've taken up something which is compliance, and data privacy and protection is something I think we've all been hearing it very often these days, with websites and others just popping it up on your face saying, you know, you need to be in control of privacy, so on and so forth. Mia, what are the trends and synergies that you have seen in the legal fraternity when it comes to data protection and cybersecurity compliance?
From 1 July this year, South Africa's dedicated Data Protection Act, called the Protection of Personal Information Act, became effective, and all entities within South Africa needed to become compliant. We've done various gap analysis projects to help clients get ready for this date, and inevitably that meant that information technology and cybersecurity stepped into the forefront in my world. Currently in our country, data protection audits, with all it entails, is a buzzword, and that includes cybersecurity as an area under a magnifying glass. From a board perspective, compliance is a tedious, a pain but no gain exercise. But my thoughts on this always tend to be, and this is said tongue in the cheek, if you think compliance is painful and expensive, try non-compliance. Projects like these can, in my opinion, only be successful when businesses executing on a data protection project, but first maturing their information governance. Which is a developing super discipline that crosses multiple boundaries. For example, I've seen records management, privacy, information technology and security, and taking all of this into account, looking at it through my lawyer's lens, I've realized that the need for a competent and knowledgeable team, so to say, is necessary for organizations to actually change the way they work on a day-to-day basis. This will then include typically the compliance, risk, legal, and the IT departments. And by doing that, they can then come to the root cause analysis when it comes to cybersecurity. In other words, best to analyze your risk to avoid having to manage it in the end. And the main cybersecurity risk, in my view, is to believe that it doesn't exist. And then secondly, to try and treat all potential risks, which most probably will have you end up in another puddle. I always tell clients to firstly protect that matters most to their business and to be ready to react to pertinent threats to their most valuable assets, so to speak. I've also found that we tend to make data protection compliance IT's problem or responsibility, which have businesses believe that data protection is only protecting your information from hackers, or that you can correct or handle all your information risks with technology. But experience has shown that it's a much wider, much broader play field, and it is for this reason that just IT's involvement to comply to the Protection of Personal Information Act will not suffice. You need to take a holistic view at the compliance.
Mia, very rightly said by you that today business is not just on the shoulders of a couple of departments, but it's an integration of individuals from various backgrounds. You need IT, you need compliance, you need risk. Of course, you need the traditional business functions together to work to achieve the goals or the vision that the organization has for itself. And typically, for someone to understand the legal parlance and, you know, kind of break it down into a language which is understandable is very difficult. But you seem to have utilized your experience, your learnings as a legal practitioner, and bringing it to business in a manner in which business understands, so that they execute their businesses while complying to the requirement. So this understanding, you know, the bridging the gap between the requirement or the ask of law and understanding it and sinking it into the requirement of the business is what, I think you're playing it very beautifully, that the role of bridging these two. And that, I think, you've kind of utilized your the technology to support, and you're using your legal experience to kind of propel this entire activity or this entire process that you would have built up for this.
Yes, we've realized that putting the law and its requirements, our law contains 8 conditions of lawful processing of information. We've realized that putting those into plain language for business to be able to understand their responsibilities in terms of the Act was very necessary. And although the Act has been in place for a long time, it only became effective now. So people were aware of the existence of the Act, but only now have we started putting it in our daily, day-to-day language for them, in order for them to get their businesses ready and compliant with the conditions.
Mia, technology has kind of opened doors for everyone to be a part of it and make technology as part of the growth. Today, legal is not just reviewing documents and building contracts. It's much beyond that. It is probably being an interpreter of the requirement to the business. And I think you have been doing that wonderfully in the work that you're executing at your end. Mia, over the last 18 years... Over the last 18 years, we've, globally faced a pandemic where we've, overnight been uprooted from our workplace and confined to the work from home or remote working that is there. What are the challenges or experiences that you faced that you would like to share with us?
Most of our meetings with local external clients have been remotely, and all of a sudden, exposure to international platforms are possible and in fact happening. A good example is this podcast recorded over thousands of kilometers for a normal girl from South Africa who actually now has the opportunity to reach out internationally and get global exposure and know-how by literally making use of technology. On the flip side, there will always be the occasional small glitch, such as connectivity or the like, but overall, my experience thus far has been positive and a very enlightening one. And like you said, being able to spend the last more or less 18 months close to my family and figuring out the balance between work and life, it might have been a challenge in the beginning, but the benefits were tremendous. I'm definitely going to miss this work from home time when in the years to come, when we go back to 100% back to the office, because we are now mostly back in the office, all healthy and happy. So hopefully it can stay that way.
Wow, that's really nice to hear, Mia. I think we too are on the process of getting back to our offices. Mia, what do you feel is the future for women in this space?
I believe that specifically in South Africa and maybe all over the world, there might exist a talent gap in cybersecurity, which poses threats to organizations, the government, and individuals. And COVID-19 added to this gap, as threat actors see the pandemic as an opportunity to exploit the remote working environment. But the reality is that cyber talent can come from a wide range of professionals with different backgrounds, different academic qualifications, degrees, experience, and equality, like data protection, is a prominent topic in South Africa. And to encourage more women to pursue careers in cybersecurity, I believe a change in perception in order for women to view this career path as one of inclusion and opportunity is necessary. The cultural image of cyber as a space for coding-obsessed, geeky guys contributes more powerfully to significant gender gaps in the cybersecurity world. More visible female role models who embody successful careers in all things cyber will definitely be the answer to encouraging women to step onto the stage of cyber and cybersecurity.
Absolutely, Mia. I think a very well brought up point was that we need to come out of the perception that we have built for within our minds and as well as the people around us, and accept the challenges, whatever they are, and see how we can overcome that by kind of either breaking through it or learning to, you know, push through it and go ahead and try to see how best we can do with what learnings and experiences which we have today. And thanks to technology, it has become quite seamless and fluid to move from one area of work to another, however far-fetched it may seem.
Most definitely. And like we just said, cybersecurity is actually a business need. It's not necessarily only an IT function. So there's space for so many women to enter the space, or the IT space, cyberspace.
Thank you, Mia. Thank you very much for those interesting thoughts and sharing excerpts from your journey and experience. It's been a wonderful conversation, and I'm sure our listeners will find the session to be interesting and useful. To all our listeners, thank you for being part of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this as much as we did it in putting it together. Stay tuned for our next topic in this series with another guest. Until then, stay safe and stay inspired.